Power Play by Patrick Robinson. Narrated by Jill Barrett. Prologue. The Republic of Karelia runs from St. Petersburg on the Gulf of Finland all the way north to the Arctic Circle. Half of it is pure forest, the other half mostly water, including 60,000 lakes, two of which, Ladoga and Onega, are the largest in Europe. Many of its residents are the descendants of prisoners sent by Stalin in the early 1930s to dig the Bielomorsk Canal, the inland water route linking Russian rivers and lakes to the White Sea, on the rare occasions when they are not frozen solid. Petrozavodsk is the capital of Karelia. It stands in the west of the region, and like so much of this frigid republic, it has a grim history, having been used for centuries by both czars and Bolsheviks as a place of exile, imprisonment, and torture for political troublemakers, a bastion for Stalin's gulag system of brutal banishment. In the freezing month of February 2018, Petrozavodsk, icebound on the shores of the frozen Losisinka River, harbored yet another troublemaker, not yet captured, not even identified, but a man whose intentions were in direct opposition to those of the quasi-corrupt and ruthless rulers of Russia. His name was Nikolai Chirkov. He was a 35-year-old Capitan Lieutenant in the Navy of the Russian Federation, identified by the 2.5 gold braid stripes and gold star on the black cloth cuffs of his uniform. In a Western Navy, he'd have been a lieutenant commander. He was a tall, blonde, athletic-looking officer, assigned to the Northern Fleet, and serving in the 9,000-ton Udaloy II-class guided missile destroyer Admiral Chabadnyenko, currently undergoing minor engineering.